You're listening to Consider This, Episode 6, for July 11th, 2012.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, this is Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, your crew chief on this race through politics and culture. Yep, you'll be out of here in 10 minutes or less. And while that would be deadly as a pit stop time in a NASCAR race, it's faster than most political podcasts. I added a new way to reach out and comment as if there wasn't enough already. If you're one of those folks on Google Plus, I now have a page for the Consider This podcast over there. Add me to your circles and you can comment on the episodes. This is in addition to Consider This at ctpodcasting.com for email, ConsiderThis.ctpodcasting.com for the show notes, the Consider This podcast page for Facebook, come on over and give us a like, and the at ctpodcasting user for Twitter. That's CT, as in Central Time. Today it's back to an eclectic mix of stories. We're talking Estonian economics, celebrating food stamps, a new game called Name That Quote, and finally, a story about a couple of actors that you probably know, but whose backgrounds may surprise you. The country of Estonia is on the euro, and it was one of the countries hardest hit by the global financial crisis. In 2008 to 2009, its economy shrank by 18%. It's a bigger contraction in 2 years than Greece has suffered over the past five. So how's it doing now, considering all the doom and gloom in Europe at the moment? 16 months after it joined the struggling currency bloc, Estonia is booming. The economy grew 7.6% last year, five times the eurozone average. Estonia is the only eurozone country with a budget surplus. National debt is just 6% of GDP compared to 81% in virtuous Germany or 165% in Greece. Shoppers throng Nordic design shops and cool new restaurants in Tallinn, the medieval capital, and cutting-edge tech firms complain they can't find people to fill their job vacancies. So how did they do it? The link to the CNBC article is in the show notes, but the short answer is austerity, and real austerity. The cutting of government costs and benefits, not the kind where the government grows while asking the private sector to shell out more in taxes. Now, they're not out of the woods yet, but with this kind of start, they will lead Europe out of the recession. And a big reason is their attitude. The article notes that older Estonians remember the days of the Soviet occupation, and that you can't and shouldn't expect the same level of aid from the government when the money dries up. That's a lesson more folks need to learn. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to sell the idea of food stamps for the elderly and is trying to enlist other seniors in the dependency indoctrination. In the three-page pamphlet giving folks nifty ideas on how to convince their neighbors that food stamps are cool is this suggestion. Throw a great party. Host social events where people mix and mingle. Make it fun by having activities, games, food, and entertainment, and provide information about SNAP. Putting SNAP information in a game format like bingo, crossword puzzles, or even true-false quizzes is fun, and helps get your message across in a memorable way. Yeah, you know, Tupperware is just so 20th century.
You're listening to Consider This from ctpodcasting.com.
Now let's play a game that I call Name That Quote. I'll give you a quote from someone. You figure out who it is. I'll even accept a description of them, their political party, age, religion, whatever, as an answer. Okay, here we go. Quote.
To anyone who says that church is no place to talk about these issues, you tell them there is no better place, no better place. Because ultimately, These are not just political issues, they are moral issues. They're issues that have to do with human dignity and human potential and the future we want for our kids and our grandkids.
Okay, so any guesses? Some right-wing preacher? An extremist Republican politician? Pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church? Wrong, wrong, and wrong. Our mystery quote comes from Michelle Obama. That's right. Speaking at the General Conference of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the First Lady said something that, had she been Republican, would have been quickly denounced as the shredding of the Constitution's separation of church and state, and probably intolerant. The link is in the show notes for you to keep for a day when the church-state crowd finds their voice again. They seem to have gone silent for about 4 years now. And finally, I want to talk to you about a couple of actors you may have heard of. Even if you're my age, you might not know their names, only the iconic characters they played. Let's see if you can guess who they are. Johann Bonner was born in Vienna, Austria, in 1910. He immigrated to the United States in 1938, where he started acting in Hollywood. He was in movies with Cary Grant and Ginger Rogers, Kirk Douglas, Rock Hudson. And then he got into TV, where you know him from, if you know him. And here's another. Werner Klemperer. He was born in Cologne, Germany, the son of a famous conductor. His family came to America in 1935 and settled in Los Angeles, where Werner got the acting bug in high school. Which is not to say that he gave up being a violinist and a concert pianist. When his father conducted the new Philharmonia Orchestra at London's Royal Albert Hall, he was right there in the violin section. But he, too, had quite an acting career as well. In an Alfred Hitchcock movie, for one, and winning a Tony Award for his performance in Cabaret. And he, too, got into television, which, like Johann, is where you likely know him from. Again, both men had careers that spanned far beyond what popular culture remembers them for, but I want to look at that one specific TV show for which they were most known for, especially considering their heritage. My younger son has recently been interested in some old TV shows from the 50s and 60s that play on some of the smaller cable networks. But the one he will stop everything to come out and watch is Hogan's Heroes. He'll laugh at Johann Bonner, Americanized to John, play the lovable Master Sergeant Hans Georg Schultz, and at Werner Klemperer as the bumbling Colonel Wilhelm Klink, Commandant of Stalag 13. And consider this. Just as there was more to each man's career than one late 60s sitcom, there was more to their real lives as well. Both Johann and Werner played a number of Nazi roles, Bonner being the more typecast of the two. And yet, there are a few ironies about that. Werner actually served in the U.S. Army during World War II. And both he and Johann were, wait for it, Jewish. That's right. But for Johann, that was more than just an irony. He made it out of Austria after the Anschluss, when Germany annexed Austria. The rest of his family was not so lucky. All of them died in a concentration camp. So the next time you get a few laughs from a 40-year-old sitcom about a group of American prisoners in a POW camp pulling the wool over the eyes of their captors, and Sergeant Schultz walks in and says,
"I know nothing, nothing,"
just know that, yes, he knew something. He knew a lot. And thanks again for listening. You can stop by the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, for links, show notes, and a whole bunch of ways to get in touch and get the conversation going. I'm Doug Payton. Join me again next time, and we'll spend 10 minutes, or less, to consider this.